It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story Samuel Squirrel Finds a New Home by Waverly C.
My name is Waverly. I am 8 years old and I live in Pittsburgh. The name of my story is Samuel Squirrel Finds a New Home. Once there was a squirrel named Samuel who had a perfect home. A nice leaf hammock with a cool shade, plenty of food, shelter from the rain and snow, a bush on the bottom for sleeping, and lots of friends. One night, something sad happened. While Samuel was asleep, his home got cut down. "My home!" he shouted the next morning. "We all need to find new homes," said Russ Raccoon. All his friends found new homes, except Samuel. His friends offered to let him live with them. Bus Beaver offered his den. "Too wet," said Samuel. Russ Raccoon offered his garbage can. "Yuck, too smelly," groaned Samuel. Green Grasshopper offered his front yard, where a dog lived. "Too dangerous, but thanks, Green," said Samuel. Laura Ladybug offered her leaf. "Too small, I'll just live in a log," said Samuel. He was very sad. His friends urged him not to give up. That night, he slept in a hollow log. The next day, after eating some nuts and acorns for breakfast, Samuel set out tree hunting with his friend Susie Squirrel, who was also a tree estate agent. They saw willows, oaks, birches, and pines in different neighborhoods. "Too large, too small, too short, too tall. Bird Street, Naglia Avenue, Ross Avenue, Coney Road. None of the trees were right. There's just one more," Susie said. She pointed to a fat, medium-height tree with thousands of berries, a sleeping bush, and shelter. It also had a great view of the playground. "I'll take it," said Samuel. 50 leaves and 13 dried berries, said Susie. "Here, 50 leaves and 13 dried berries, said Samuel when they met the next day. "Sign here and it's all yours," Susie said. He stamped his paw in the mud and signed the tree bark. "I'll call it 5013 Burr Oak," said Samuel. Soon Samuel made new friends in his new neighborhood. Then he invited all his friends, new and old, to his tree-warming party. They all loved his new home and had a great time celebrating with him. The end.
Samuel Squirrel had a perfect home. He was living in a comfy tree. Plenty of shade, good food, and friends. He was happy as a squirrel can be. Then one day it got cut down. Poor Sam, what was he gonna do? All of his friends had gathered round, 'cause they knew that he was feeling blue.
"It's time to find another tree,"
said Sam to Susie Squirrel.
"Well, how about that? I'm a tree estate agent. Let's see if I can give it a whirl."
They looked at oaks and willows too, birches and some pine. But none of those fine trees would do. Now Sam was running out of time. Finally there stood another tree. It was fat and a medium height, with comfy leaves and berries to eat. Sam said,
"What a fine, fine sight. I'll take this tree as my new home. I can't wait to move in.
Just stamp your paw on the dotted line,"
said Susie with a big squirrel grin. 5013 Burr Oak is the address of Sam's new tree. He's celebrating with all his friends. He's as happy as a squirrel can be.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
There once was a little boy named Sam. Sam lived in a faraway place where all of the houses were, all of the trees were, and all of the clothes were. Sam loved it because everything around him was always so colorful. In this land, kids ruled the world and Sam was the king. He sat on a throne of, and his cape was made of the finest material. His cape was sturdy and as soft as. He ruled over his kingdom fairly and always looked to his mom for advice. He loved his mom dearly and everyone said that he had her. Being king was a lot of fun for Sam because he always was able to do whatever he wanted. He could play with all day. He could buy as many as he wanted to. And he could eat for every meal. Despite having a fun and adventurous life, Sometimes Sam felt lonely. Being a king is a lot of work, and people just don't want to be friends with someone who is always busy. Sam decided to call upon all of the land in search of a new friend. He decided that every boy his age would participate in 3 trials, and the winner would be his new friend. The first trial was shooting a bow and arrow. The second trial was catching a fish. And the third trial was climbing up the jungle gym and grabbing the from the top. Whoever won the trials would be his new best friend. As the boys started to line up, Sam was filled with excitement. The boy that stepped up had a bright hair color that looked like, and he said that his name was. He ended up dropping the bow during the first trial and was sent home. The second boy stood up and his name was. He shot the bow just fine, but when it came time to fish, he was pulled into the water. The boy was pulled out and sent back to school. The next few hours continued on like this. Sam would watch a new boy step up and he wouldn't be able to complete all 3 trials. By the afternoon, it was already 1:00. Sam had watched boys fail. Sam just about was ready to call it quits when one last boy stepped up. This boy had dark eyes, black hair, and was wearing. Sam watched as he picked up the bow and arrow and hit the bullseye. He put the bow on the ground and smiled. Then he went and picked up the fishing rod. Within seconds, he pulled out a that was half of his size. Sam watched in amazement as he threw the fish back into the water and walked over to the jungle gym. He rubbed his hands together and started climbing up the side. He made it past the first level that had a, then the second, and then he climbed up to the top and grabbed the flag. With the flag in his hand, he jumped down and stood up with triumph. Sam was so happy that he was barely able to ask the boy his name. "What is your name?" "You are my new best friend," Sam declared. The boy walked towards Sam and said, "My name is Xander, and we will be the best of buddies." The boys smiled at each other, and Sam asked him to come back to the castle with him. When they got back to the castle, they went outside to play in the mini golf course. After golf, they decided to have a sleepover in the movie room. They watched and ate. They had the best time ever and realized that they would be best friends forever. Sam would never feel lonely ever again.